2 days after openly questioning her integrity, the governor says he and Ritz are now working side by side to reduce the exam's length. Pence has hired two outside consultants to work with iStep vendor CTB McGraw-Hill and the Department of Education to reduce the test's current 12-hour length. A combination of federal requirements and practice questions for next year's iStep have led to the exam being twice as long as last year.
There is a real spirit in this building between our administration, the Indiana Department of Education, members of the General Assembly, to work this problem, solve the problem, lessen the burden on our kids and our families, and we will get that done.
Pence says he's spoken with U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan and told him to expect requests for additional flexibility on the state's waiver from strict federal guidelines. Compliance with those guidelines is crucial for Indiana to maintain millions in federal dollars. The two consultants are expected to offer preliminary recommendations Friday on how the test can be shortened. Pence says there's still time to reduce the test, even though schools have received materials ahead of the exam's February 25th start date. The State Board of Education will meet Friday to discuss the iStep's length, the recommendations from the consultants, and a resolution by Ritz to suspend school and teacher accountability this year because of test concerns. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.